It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
David, it's so nice when you can take your skincare products that you love and make them even better. But first, you have to know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. So I'm so glad you're going to tell us today how to boost your favorite skincare products and make them work even more. I mean, how great is that?
Yeah, let's talk about it. And actually, you made me think of something as you're introducing the segment here. Is I'm going to talk about some of the things you can do to improve the benefits of them. Okay, but the one thing I'm going to caution people on is when you get to the last few drops. I've had so many people tell me they do this. They add water to it and shake it up to get the last little bit out. The product was designed to give you X length of time. With our Pure Attitude line, we do 6 weeks, but some people try and get every last drop, and what they're doing is diluting it and contaminating it when they put in water.
Well, you know what I do is I'll cut, like if it's in a tube, I'll clean the scissors really well with soap and water so I don't contaminate anything, and I'll cut the top off. I'll squeeze like every last bit out if it's something that I really love and I don't have time to run out and get more at the moment.
I can live with that and get that day's use, maybe the next day at the most, but after that, it's starting to evaporate the ingredients out of it, and it's changing, so use it up quickly. But let's talk about things that you do want to use without really adding water to it. One is, a lot of ladies do their nails, and a lot of ladies don't know how to store their nail polish. And so most people I know, we store it in their bathrooms. And the problem with that is the heat from the shower and the light that comes in from the window is going to actually harm the length of time or the stability of the nail polish. So you want to store it in a cool, dark place. My suggestion is a refrigerator. Allow it to come out and sit on a counter and come to room temperature before using it. But the darkness and the coolness is going to help the colors stay more vibrant and last longer. When it's in the heat, some of the ingredients will evaporate even if you have the lid on tightly. If you don't want to keep it in the fridge, maybe in your bedroom closet, but certainly not in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. I like that. I'm not a nail polish user. I probably should be, but if I decide to use it, I will definitely keep it in the fridge, and I'm sure I'll get some funny looks to my 8-year-old daughter.
Well, I'll tell you another one is a lot of ladies, when taking care of their hands, will put on a nice hand cream before they'll start doing their nails. And the key is don't do it before you paint your nails, because all you're doing is moisturizing the skin. You moisturize the nail beds as you're rubbing it all over. And so even if you rub it off and then paint your nails, a little bit of moisture stays there, which will lead to bubbling or chipping down the road. So to get the most out of your nail polish, do not apply the hand cream till after your nail polish is dried. Don't do it before. Another is to put a base coat on. A lot of women skip that step. But by putting a base coat on, you can get base coats that will help nourish the nail and strengthen the nail, but also help smooth the nail bed so you can get a better application of the nail polish. Another one is, after doing your nails, you ready for this? Go to your kitchen and get a can of spray cooking oil. If you'll spray your nails from a distance, it'll actually help set the polish. And so it'll help set the polish just by spraying it with a spray cooking oil. So that's just a couple fun tips for your nails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then once it dries, you can, make a vegetable saute. So, there you go. You've already got the cooking oil out.
There you go. Let's jump to hair for a minute, because, one of my favorites, as you know, is the clarifying shampoo trick. So take your favorite shampoo, whatever the brand is. If you use it every day, it's not cleaning your scalp the way it should. All of us use styling aids, and those styling aids build up in time that the shampoo's certainly not breaking down and dissolving. So while it cleanses our hair and scalp to keep us clean, it's not getting that breakdown away. And so over time, our hair becomes less manageable. You'll find, you want to keep your scalp healthy because that's where your hair is growing. So if you have thinning hair, what you want to do is a couple times a week clarify your hair and the scalp. So take your favorite shampoo, put it in the palm of your hand, mix it with an equal amount of Arm & Hammer baking soda, mix the two together, and wash your hair as normal. Just massage it through the scalp, let it sit for a minute, and then rinse it away. It will break down that buildup, and the minute you get out of that shower after rinsing it out, you're going to see your hair is more manageable, more vibrant, more bounce. It's awesome the first time you use it.
Now, listen, David, my husband still washes his hair. Now, he has very short.
Oh, no.
I mean, his head's almost shaved.
Oh, no.
He still uses soap because he claims, if my hair is so short and my head is almost shaved, so And I he's like, why am I not supposed to use soap again? I said, well, it dries it out. He goes, so what? There's not a lot of hair there anyway. So what do we need to
get me, get me oxygen. He's cutting it short, I understand, but what he's actually going to do is harm his scalp. And in the long run, it's going to add to thinning hair because he's resetting the pH. Ooh. A bar of soap has a high pH. And so you don't want to use it on your body. That's why you want to use a liquid body wash. And you certainly don't want to use it on your scalp because you're going to harm your hair. So if he ever decides to grow it back out or even wants to keep whatever crew cut he has, whatever level of hair in there, he wants to use something that's going to nourish the scalp. So use a shampoo, or there are from us guys that are lazy, the two-in-ones where the men have a body and hair wash, they've been formulated for it. And matter of fact, I'll send you some because you know I've formulated it in our Pure Attitude line. I'll send you some for them. Now, let's keep going, though, for a hair conditioner. He doesn't need it because he doesn't have enough hair. But those of us that have hair, those that have longer hair and it's dried out over time, you use a hair conditioner often, but are you getting the most out of it? So periodically, here's what to do to boost it. Again, put your whatever you're going to use, a quarter size or whatever, in the palm of your hand and break open an omega-3 or an essential fatty acid capsule and mix the contents of it into the conditioner. If you don't have any, use a little bit of an oil, one of the flaxseed oils or something like that that's got a high level of EFAs. Mix it together, massage it through your scalp like you would normally your hair conditioner, let it sit for a minute and rinse it away. What it'll do is nourish the scalp, nourish the hair follicle, it's full of antioxidants, and it's the building block. The essential fatty acids are the building blocks we need that's going to help us have stronger hair, help boost the shine, and give us just nicer looking hair. So here's something you can do to boost the benefit a couple times a week, just to your favorite hair conditioner.
Oh, I love that. You know me, I'm all about the hair.
Well, let's jump to the body for a minute. Let's talk about this. Here it's summertime. And so one of my favorite tricks to do is get your favorite aloe gel. They sell them at the stores. We talk about what's in them. But take your favorite aloe gel that a lot of people have in the summer for when it comes time for sunburns or whatever. Squirt it into an ice tray and then put it in the freezer. Leave it there. When you come home from going out, if somebody has a sunburn, or even if you have sunblock, if you have fair skin like I do, you still can get a sunburn. Use these frozen aloe cubes to help soothe the skin, soothe the burn, and the cooling sensation is just wonderful to help calm the skin. Another one is for the body, how about making your own exfoliator? Take some of your sesame oil, sweet almond oil, and mix it together in a bowl. Add your contents of an omega-3 capsule or pour in a little bit of flaxseed or some of the other oils high in essential fatty acids. You can use even olive oil. Mix in a cup of granular sugar is my favorite. Some people like salt. I prefer the sugar, as you know, because it won't dry the skin. And then massage it over the body in the tub or shower. It's going to exfoliate away the dead skin cells. The oils are going to leave nutrients on the skin, and they're going to help nourish the skin, and then rinse it away, and you're going to see your skin, without having to spend a lot of money on body scrubs, you've just created a great way of getting dead skin cells and making your skin look more radiant.
All right, I have a question about that aloe vera. We talked on another show about Carbomer. Did I remember the ingredients?
Yes. Oh, good memory. Good
Yay!
Memory. Yes.
And I even said it correctly. So when you pick your aloe vera gel, you want the first ingredient to be aloe vera, right? Not water and then aloe
That's
vera
correct.
And Carbomer.
If it starts with the word water, put it back. Water just dilutes it. A lot of companies says on the front contains 99% aloe, contains 100% aloe. Contains doesn't mean that's what the product is made of. It means they added at least a drop of it or more. So what you want to do is look at the ingredient statement. If the first ingredient is water, guess what you're buying? Water that's been thickened with the ingredient Carbomer, as you just mentioned. So look a little further near the end, and you'll see the word Carbomer, Carbomer. And so bottom line, don't buy that gel. You want to buy one where the first ingredient listed is aloe. Otherwise, you're wasting your money. I've got a ton more tips, but we're going to carry them into another segment another day. For now, we've given you a bunch of things you can do to boost the benefits of your favorite products. This is your personal beauty expert, David Pollack, with my co-host, Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Stay healthy and stay beautiful.